This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy. So every Wednesday, for 2 hours, you have access to Dr. Norman Shealy right here. And if you'd like to call and ask him your medical questions, 866-582-9933. Wow, feels like homecoming. Tim in West Virginia, welcome.
Hey, stranger, how you been?
It's great to hear your voice. That's why I said it feels like homecoming.
Yeah, well, I hate to admit this, but I'm like obsessed with your show, especially on Dr. Shealy Day in the winter, and I probably don't miss it once a week all winter, but this 30 acres here I don't own. It owns me, so I've missed a lot of shows since the weather turned nice.
Hey, I've got to ask you a question. Now, you live in West Virginia. How much of that 30 acres, how much of that 30 acres is vertical?
Well, I actually bought a very nice piece of land. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about selling out a two-story home. I want to get rid of my steps and build on the back 40. And my power man actually said, boy, this land lays nice. But I own to the top of the ridge. And in West Virginia, you have what locals call flat irons. You might call them benches. But I have a very nice piece of property with a gas well on it. I've got about a half-acre pond, and I've got about seven benches between my house down near the road and to the top of my ridge. There's like five beautiful houses on this property, so I'm a very lucky man. A lot of my friends do own billy goat country that's vertical.
The reason I ask is Mrs. Fennelli and the family and I had a place in West Virginia. It was 33 acres with a cabin on top. We sold it. But it was so hard to get to climb that driveway. It took two people, one looking out the left side, one looking out the right, so that we wouldn't just slide down the,
down the driveway
and off
that.
The edge.
Told me about that, but I can't recall where it was. Weren't you ever in the Eastern Panhandle area?
It was Monroe County, and it was so difficult to get to this place that the power company would walk up the driveway only once a quarter. So four times a year they would read the meter. They wouldn't even the power company wouldn't come up there. But go ahead, Tim. You must have some questions for Dr. Shealy.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I'm blissed, and I'm looking at my nice little bottle with the purple top, and I love that stuff. And I still think we need to put Statmiller in a 55-gallon drum of it. I know your own terms, but that was the day we met, I said that.
Well, this broadcast is rebroadcast the following day on Republic Broadcasting, and John Statmiller, who owns Republic Broadcasting. So if you want to hear what you just said, you can tune in to 7 o'clock tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting, and you'll hear what you just said. By the way, this doesn't happen. You really don't hear guys from ABC on NBC or CBS on Fox. You just don't hear it. However, John Stettmiller and I are friends, and he picks up this broadcast complete, all the commercials, everything, complete, yeah, and rebroadcasts it on Republic Broadcasting the following day. And I think he's going to get to experience some bliss when he comes here to the farm, because he told me he's going to come visit me, spend a few days, yeah, here, and broadcast from the farm. He's a good guy. So, yeah, please continue, Tim.
Just a brief aside on John. I really feel for John because I patronize Republic Radio, and I know he struggles financially all the time, and just for the life of me, I can't figure out why people don't support that network more. I wish they would, because I'm afraid it's going to go away. Times are tough, and John just, I know the man lives hand to mouth, and I do feel deeply for him, and that's just a brief aside on that. My questions for Dr. Shealy were two or three of them. I use the Air Bliss like Ben does, and it seems to be to great satisfaction, maybe because I'm too lazy to learn all the points and do them. But I was wanting to make sure that when you use it between your thumb and your forefinger, I do a lot of farm work, and, you know, I'm not a lazy man. And I've got like a little muscle there that stands up like a little mountain. Is that the proper place? Is that the point between my thumb and forefinger on that little, it's kind of like a knot, you know, it's a muscle.
Yep.
Is that where you've been touched?
That is the point called HOKU, H-O-K-U, which is large intestine 4, yes. It is
okay.
The strongest acupuncture point in the human body.
Yeah, I'm lucky like Vin, so I'm sorry, Doc, you're not going to make as much off of me as some people. It's going to last me longer, but I love it. I love the stuff. also, I've been using magnesium lotion of yours for over a year, and I had a couple questions way back when I learned about it. You said you put it on your fanny, and you said it's basically best to use it where there's not hair. Is there a medical reason for that, or is that because it gets all grainy and mucked up in your hair? Is that why that suggestion's made?
You've got it. It's okay. Exactly that. The hair, in other words, prevents it from getting to the skin.
Okay, because on me, my fanny seems to have that problem. One of the few places it's all falling out of my head. But I do have, like, down from my lower knee, but on my shin bones, I've worn tomb socks a lot in the winter all my life, and that hair has kind of disappeared because I'm kind of a hairy guy, but it'll be fine. I started putting it on the shins. I'm soaking it up there properly, correct?
That is perfect.
Yeah, and then my wife doesn't say, why is your underwear full of all these little grains of white sands? Now it's just the tube socks.
Right.
And I do take vitamin C. You recommended MSM makes it more potent or more absorbent in your body. Is that correct? Because I'm taking
that's
MSM.
Correct. That's what I put into my youth formula.
Okay. Okay,
and
I've been buying.
When you combine the two, it helps raise your DHEA. Neither one of them alone will.
Right, that's what I thought you said. Now, I bought them individually, but I will investigate your youth formula for sure. And the other thing is I've been taking every Thursday my 50,000 units of D3, and I got to investigating that and found some literature and some white papers and stuff that said that it's a better product if you use your K2 with it, vitamin K2. I use the MK7
from
GMO-free natto. But my question is, my mother is 80, turned 81 this coming April, and I convinced her to go on it after the stupid doctor put her on the synthetic stuff. I've got her taking the D3, but I didn't put her on the K2. Is D3 effective without the K2 also?
Well, yes, it's going to be effective, but it'll be more so if you use the K2.
Yeah, well, the white papers and stuff I read seem to mention that you might have more susceptibility to plaque in the capillaries and the veins and stuff, and the K2 kind of counteracted that. Were those on the right track? That's why I was concerned at her age that I might get her on the K2.
Yep, I like the K2 with it.
Right. So maybe I need to put her on it. It is so expensive, though. I swear I'm a tightwad, and I'm going to figure out how to make natto. I hope I like the flavor of it. I'm just going to eat buku natto instead of paying these enormous prices for K2. You can't find it cheap.
Yep. You got it.
You know,
and then I was curious if you'd fill me in on a couple things. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, very much. You've educated me and hopefully some people in the audience. And people, if you aren't using it, use it. You'll feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely true.
Ben, I was wondering about your I caught a show a month or two ago, and you told somebody you had glue on your gut, and I tried to figure it out. I found out you had chemtrail cough, which we get here, too, and bled your belly out with that stuff. Are you all right now?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm getting pretty close to being 100%. I was on the tractor with a batwing mower for hours a couple days ago before it started raining, and I was able to bounce around and, you know, hang on to the tractor and mow some of our fields. So yeah, I'm getting back. I'm getting close to 90%. And the thing about this chemtrail flu is, I am 100% convinced that that it causes this cough. And it's, if you've seen the bits on Hillary Clinton coughing uncontrollably while she's on stage, that's it. It's this cough, and you can't stop it. Ultimately, I was on an antibiotic that did stop it. I ended up with pneumonia. I coughed my intestines out, and I was put back together. And they literally, during surgery, they literally super glued me back together to hold the incision. And that's the way it's done today, rather than use stitches. Now, if I had a choice, I would have preferred something else. I would have preferred to be stitched together rather than super glued together.
And
the reason is, when they super glue you together, at least with me, they took part of my stomach and they overlapped it. And then they super glued it together. I would have much rather had it butt connected together and stitched.
Yeah, I think the scar tissue will be weirder with that super glue method than if you had a butt connection. I think it would be a nicer regrowth in that area. But I was really concerned about you because I emailed you a couple times, and you've always been so punctual. You got back to me almost the same day, and you didn't answer either of those emails. And I think it was in that period you were struggling with all this, probably.
Yeah, it's much, well, you know what I would do, literally, is I would do the broadcast, and then I would go and collapse. And there were some times when I flat out couldn't do the broadcast, and I asked Captain John Reagan and a couple other guys to fill in for me. But literally, I would be coughing and using the mute button so that it wouldn't be too obvious what was happening. But there were some pauses in there that, you know, if... For those who tune in a lot can tell, you know, my attitude from my inflection and intonations, I could tell that there were some pauses and something wasn't quite right. As a matter of fact, and I'm glad you mentioned this because I need to apologize to those who call. I don't have the opportunity right now to, I'm doing catch up, and I don't get a chance to do the reading of the emails as I probably would like to, and I'm not as available for the phone calls as I would like to be, and that may change in the future, but right now I'm playing catch up for being down for, I don't know, close to a quarter of a year. Did you want to hold to
May I hold break? Over for one more comment?
Sure. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Tim from West Virginia's here. It's always great to hear Tim's voice. Tim, just to give you a little bit more information, it was Monroe County, West Virginia, where we had this 33-acre retreat that was going to be our retirement home. And to go from the low area to climb this mountain to get to where the cabin was, the road was only paved in the center. So there was one car width of road, very, very narrow, one car width, and then either side was the shoulder. So when you traveled on this road, you had the two left wheels on the pavement and the two right wheels, front and back, on gravel. Have you experienced that where you are?
Oh, I'm surprised you had the strip of pavement. This state has has so many roads. I mean, I think it's one of the top states in miles of road in America, but most of them don't have pavement at all. You were lucky.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a white knuckle ride up and down the mountain till we got to when we got to our driveway, which was it's beyond a white knuckle ride, literally.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
You know what I call that?
To get up our driveway. What's that?
You know what I call that? And I won't elaborate too much, or you'll have somebody put the mute button on me, but I call it a spatula ride, because if you're on a vinyl seat, it takes a spatula to remove you from it when you get there.
Yeah. Tim, you had another question?
Yeah, just one other. I know I'm dominating your show, and you have that other subject to get into, but I was curious. I haven't listened enough to know why the meetup. You said it blew up earlier, and I was just curious what the story crib notes was on that.
Well, I'm going to ask Dr. Shuley if it's okay with him for me to say. Is it okay with you, Dr. Shuley?
Well, what I would call a flaming fundamentalist who have no fun whatsoever took over.
Needs to be said, Doc Shuley, and I don't have any use for that type. Thank you very much.
I know. I consider them almost as bad as Islam.
Well, and they have a tendency to be like those darn reform smokers, guys that smoke 40 years, quit, and then just throw it in everybody's face. You can't escape it. They don't want to talk about any other subject. It's ridiculous.
Right. You got it.
Yeah,
Tim.
Yep.
What happened was I was unable to attend all the meetups, so I turned him over to another guy who was one of our instructors at the time, no longer is.
Right.
And so Dr. Shuley one day on the air asked me if he could bring one of his friends, a healer, to the meetup group, and I said on the air that I'm not there, I won't be there for the meetup, but I think I can make that happen. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Shuley and his healer friend were there. Dr. Shuley brought his EKG machine, and they were going to do some scientific research with some volunteers from the meetup group who have been there. Some of them have been there 5 years or close to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And After the meetup, not during the meetup, but after Dr. Shuley and his spiritual healer friend left, they took a vote to ban Dr. Shuley from the meetup. And when I heard about this, I blew a gasket. I said, "Who do these people think they are?" Dr. Shuley, I guess a term for his relationship to USA Prepares, not our personal relationship, but to USA Prepares, would be he's a member of the senior council. And for the meetup group to vote to ban Dr. Shuley for doing medical research right there at the meetup was beyond the pale. And it made me so angry that I won't, they wanted to know if they could continue using the name USA Prepares for the meetup, and I said, absolutely not. No way. I pulled out, I let them borrow my PA equipment and all that stuff, my speakers and microphones and all that stuff. No, they can't use anything. I want nothing to do with them. And here's why. There were only three people of the entire meetup group. There were only three people who said, no, what, have you lost your mind? You want to ban Dr. Shuley? He's been here for years and years and years. He's been dispensing medical advice. And, we asked Dr. Shuley, I've got this pain in my ankle. I've got this high blood pressure. I've got diabetes. I've got all these maladies. What do I do, Dr. Shuley? And Dr. Shuley gives him free medical advice, and he conducts trials right there to help people. And he pays for it all, and they ban him? Who do they think they are?
Two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Well, here's the problem. Where are the people who I thought were independent thinkers who would say, have you lost your mind? This is crazy.
Yes. You would think the majority of the crowd would defend him. If I'd have been there, I'd have been going ballistic in your seed.
There you go. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com, if you'd like to sign up for the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week, absolutely free, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, there's a teacher in Godly, Texas, G-O-D-L-E-Y, Texas, and I was reading this post about how this teacher decided to stop homework for the rest of the year so that the students could enjoy time with the family. Now, I have no problem with that. I think that's a wonderful thing to do, spend time with the family, because that's what we do here at the farm. We eat as a family. And the article goes on to say that there's no research that proves that homework improves performance. No research proving homework improves performance. However, I disagree. I think homework does improve performance. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Julie?
Well, you know, there are people who make claims about any kind of stuff. I'd certainly like to see whatever research they are not finding, because homework is essential. Now, I don't think it should be such that people can't have, you know, a couple of hours with their family in the evening, but still, homework is crucial. And I think that teacher should have her ass beaten and kicked out.
Well, and so there was a survey of people saying, you know, what do you think about this homework? Yes or no? And 53% agree with you and me that homework improves performance. 47% say that children work hard enough in school. 47% say they work hard enough in school. That's absolute nonsense.
You know, if you go to a
If you go to a school and you watch, you'll see a lot of idle time. You'll see in the elementary schools, you'll see children before school having breakfast. Why? Because they don't get breakfast at home. So now the schools provide breakfast at the taxpayers' expense for the students who don't have breakfast at school at home. And then you'll find out that they have bathroom breaks, but they can't let the whole class go to the bathroom at the same time, because they can only let two people in the bathroom at a time, because otherwise fights will break out. So they can't do that. So taking a bathroom break is a half-hour operation in a school system, in an elementary school system. I've seen this. And I remember asking our children, so what'd you learn today? Nothing. Really? You didn't learn anything? No. Well, what happened? So we sat down and we talked about, okay, so you get up in the morning and you have breakfast and you wait for the bus and you get to school, and then you wait for the other children to arrive, and then some have breakfast and you're still waiting and you haven't done anything yet, and it's getting close to 9 o'clock. And then with all the breaks, and then there's the lunch, and then there's the recess, and then there's phys ed. By the time you're done, you get maybe 2 hours worth of education out of a full day of school. I'm talking about elementary school. And then all during that education, the teachers are using words that I don't use, like, shut up, sit down, be quiet, you know, or I'm going to send you to the principal's office. So the students are being threatened. And how is this a good learning environment? Then if you have a student who excels, that student is told, well, okay, so you finished early. Let's see, you got half of the class period left. Do it again. And the student does it again. You know, let's say it's a reading assignment, and the student reads it and has done it early. Well, then, okay, read it again. Oh, I'm done now. Well, read it for the third time. And that's what goes on in public schools. So I think it's incumbent upon
an article on research improving skills.
Okay. Well, I know that the more times, for me, absolute certainty, the more times I run whatever it is I'm trying to learn through my brain, the better I understand it, the more I can comprehend it, and I get to a certain point where I go, okay, I think I got it, I don't need to do it again. But you know, that's what homework is about. Homework is prepping for tomorrow or rehearsing what we learned today. But it brings more information. And I even assign homework here on our radio broadcast. You know, I don't do it all the time, but I think, because I don't want to overwhelm our broadcast classroom students with homework, but if I think it's germane and important, I will assign homework. And that's up to the students who are in class to decide whether they want to accept that homework assignment or not. And I don't check up on it. I mean, how could I? Dr. Sheely, so we agree that homework is something that helps with our performance. Okay. Now, how about the most productive time of day to be creative? And I'm hearing and reading that 4 to 6 a.m. are the local time hours where we are the most productive. And I think about that. And I think about Ben Franklin early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So is there some truth to this? The early hours are when we're most productive?
Well, everybody's different. To some extent, the big difference is between morning people and evening people. Now, unfortunately, in society, evening people have problems coping because they like to stay up till 12 o'clock or later, and, of course, they want to sleep in the morning. But people who are truly evening people are most productive after 8 or 9 o'clock at night. People who are morning people, like me, are most productive in the first 5 or 6 hours of the day.
Okay. So when I wake up, before I go to bed, I will do some prep for the broadcast. And the reason for doing that is I don't want to be concerned while I'm sleeping, thinking, oh, I'm not ready. I don't want to do that all night long. So I will do some broadcast prep for tomorrow's broadcast the night before, or even several days before, and I'll keep a notebook of things that I want to talk about and subject matter and so forth. And then the morning of, way before the broadcast starts, I will finish that and check with the latest news updates to see if there's anything else I'd like to talk about. So that's what I do, but I feel I'm more productive in the morning.
But you're a morning person.
Yeah, well, and I think farmers are.
Farm would go to pot quickly if you didn't get chores done in the morning.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, I get frustrated at the weather, by the way. I want to cut hay. I want to cut hay today, but the ground's wet. And it's going to be nice today. It's going to be breezy, which is great for curing hay and drying out the hay. And tomorrow's going to be nice, and then it's going to rain. So, I need 3 days in a row, not two. I need 3 days in a row to cut and rake and bale hay, and it's hard to get 3 days in a row. Dr. Shuley, sleep resetting the brain's connection. Can you tell us about how important sleep is for resetting those connections? Because some people fall asleep or think they're asleep with the television, in the background. Right in front of them.
Yeah,
the blue screen.
There were studies done 30 plus years ago that showed that even the least bit of sound and light interferes with sleep. Studies done on people whose homes are near airports show that every time an airplane flew over, their sleep was interrupted. And so sleep in a quiet and dark place is one of the most critical things for optimal health. People who don't get adequate sleep have more high blood pressure, more cancer, more heart disease. They die younger. They don't perform as well, and on it goes. A minimum of 7 hours of sleep a night is essential for health.
Speaking of health, there are a number of posts on the internet about Hillary and her lack of good health. And I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, the single page of the Drudge Report. There's an image of Hillary, and she is sort of sitting, sort of leaning on this stool with a back. And there are a lot of people in the media saying that she's not well. She really is not well. She has problems with her vision. She needs to be supported with pillows behind her when she's being interviewed, on camera. And I can tell you, Dr. Shuley, I don't see you sitting with pillows. I've never seen you sitting with a pillow behind your back. I'm sitting in a swivel chair right now. In my studio, and I am leaning forward. My back is not even touching the back of the chair. I'm not using any support at all. I'm leaning forward into the microphone. That's what I do for 2 hours, 5 days a week. But she has to do this. Can you, as a medical doctor, through the images that you've seen on the internet and so forth, can you tell about her health from that or not?
The interesting thing is, Vince, that I probably could. I don't watch television, so I haven't seen it. I've seen a few briefly some of the videotapes that are available, and she looks pretty, she looks 10 years or more older than she is. That's the number one thing I would say. I think the woman is sick physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but that's my opinion.
That's my opinion as well. Okay, so Dr. Shuley, you know, I remember when I had a job, that was a long time ago, that was back in the 1980s, last time I really had a job. And, you know, when you start out, you know, working in one of those computer cubicles, you know, first of all, you don't get a cubicle, you get like a desk, and then you can graduate to a, or get promoted to a cubicle, you know, with short walls, and a cubicle with a little bit higher walls, and then ultimately you might have an office, and then ultimately, you know, the corner office where you have actual sunlight. And my question is, sunlight and those of us who are working in these areas that don't get much sunlight at our place of employment, because there are plenty of places where there's no windows at all for the worker bees of the world, especially in the United States. Dr. Shuley, are we damaging our health by not getting enough sunlight because of our jobs?
I totally agree that I say we live in modern caves, and it is unhealthy. I mean, I really thrive on being outside. I think an hour a day outside, whether or not you have various and sundry clothes on, is the most critical thing, one of the most critical for good health.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, we've got Mike in Tennessee on hold. Very quickly, supplements on an empty stomach, good or not?
I'm sorry, which one?
Supplements on an empty stomach versus with meals. Which do you...
Well, I take 90% of what I take on a relatively empty stomach, but it's not empty in the sense that I take it with a slush. In other words, I take it with let's say, 6 ounces of fruit juice and all kinds of things like whey protein powder. So I guess you'd say I take mine with food.
Okay. Next thing, colloidal silver. I have been taking about a half a teaspoon to a full teaspoon of colloidal silver per day orally. Is that something that you recommend or not recommend?
I have mixed feelings about that because if you don't have any symptoms, I'm not sure it's beneficial to take it orally.
Okay. Can we do a special broadcast on that maybe next week? Okay. All right. And the last question, rice versus wheat. If, you know, I know that you have concerns about wheat. Do you have any concerns about rice?
Well, I think white rice is junk.
Right.
You know, white rice is no better than sugar.
Right. How about brown rice or wild rice?
Yeah, brown or well, rye rice is really a grass, but both of them are healthy.
Okay. Last thing, class, Baltimore is under surveillance. There's a secret program with an airplane, a Cessna, flying over Baltimore, recording, tracking movements with multiple cameras. And I'll post that on the Internet, USA Prepares, right after the broadcast. Mike in Tennessee, welcome. I'm so glad you're on the air with us.
Quick question, Dr. Shealy. Look at the neighbors to the north in Canada. They have a free health care system, but for that free health care system, they're stuck with whatever they get. When they walk in the door, they have no control over what they get, and when they walk in the door, their identity is put into a system, a national database, and if they're trying to stay off the radar, they're nabbed right then and there, instantly. In this country, I see that that's fiction to take place. I can't verify this, but I know there are people within the system that know that when a individual goes into a hospital seeking care, if that person, regardless of the circumstances, are being pursued, are they going to be put into a system database and turned over to the Gestapo? Or
almost certainly. Look, Obamacare is the craziest, worst thing our government has ever done to the people as a whole.
They've turned the medical system in Canada into the matrix nest of spiders ready to collect you. And the problem is that the rank-and-file Canadian that I'm hearing about, they would as soon turn in their neighbor because they love the system. They love being well-kept slaves. And I see this country going the same route. So people that are wanting to be, you know, out of the system, off the grid, and non-compliant with the corporate system, is there a place they can go to? I know they're doing natural remedies, but when they need acute observation and diagnosis, is there a place or an individual for that?
At the present time, it's only true holistic physicians, period.
So if you need MRIs and any of the equipment-operated types of analysis, you're just
That's the blank hospitals, yes.
Got it. Something to look forward to, everyone.
Welcome
I think
to
it's
the
because
Gestapo.
Of the. I think it's because of the costs of entry. If you want to have these MRI machines and CAT scan machines, it's just unaffordable for a small practice to get that equipment.
It'd be nice if there was a cooperative out there that has an after-hours operation for we, the real human beings, that aren't the system.
Yeah, no disagreement. Mike Parsons, USA Prepares Instructor. Thanks for calling, Mike. We can talk after the broadcast. I missed your calls yesterday. Dr. Shealy, thank you so much for being with us. Any final words in 10 seconds or less?
Keep the faith, baby. We may still overcome Obama.
There you go. Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, Ph.D., times three, author of over 30 books, broadcaster of several decades. Dr. Shealy will be back with us next Wednesday. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.